Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us as always. Hello there, Mr. Meehan.
Hey, in retrospect, I think I like Corrales' Van Halen intro better.
No.
Let's start again. Let's do that. No.
No?
Just kidding. Yeah. I did like it, though.
Oh, yeah? Well, who wouldn't?
Van Halen, oh, gosh. What? Man, 2020.
The good old days.
No. We are entering a brave new world. I hope we're witnessing the violent thrashings of a dying beast.
I sure hope so.
That's my hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my hope. It's you know, every wounded beast gives a couple more, you know, last. It's like seeing the movie where you go up and they're like, and that's like, ah, and then they die. That's what it is. That's what this is.
Good.
The Devils are not going to beat the Bruins, so don't worry about that.
Okay. All right. Putting it out there.
Don't worry about that. I heard that earlier, and I want everybody to understand that this is definitely a rebuilding year. It's like, you know, I don't know. I know no one follows hockey anymore, but basically the sort of last chance, last hope. I don't want to call him Peyton Manning because he's not Peyton Manning of goaltenders. But anyway, the Devils signed this guy, you know, from the Blackhawks. He was this veteran guy. He's like, yeah, we're gonna. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to take some personal time and realize that this team isn't any good. So bye. That was tough. That was. Yeah, Devils aren't going to be any good this year. That's it. They're going to try, but maybe. Anyway, gosh, it's really funny. I'm all of a sudden in this landscape of sports. We're going to talk wine, where the Patriots aren't any good. The Eagles just fired their Super Bowl winning coach. The Giants are mediocre but on the rise. The Jets have no idea. Like, all of the teams of my youth are really questionable. Thank God I never really followed basketball, or I'd be truly, truly depressed.
Life comes at you fast in the sports world.
Wow! How does like the Boston to Philly area, which is so rife with money and people who will turn on the TV for no particular reason anyway, just generate such occasional junk? It's amazing. Anyway, let's talk about wine.
Yes.
Because we're all going to be drinking it for a long time. Sounds like whoever it is, the CDC or someone, is now predicting that we're not really going to get out of social distancing for basically the remainder of this brand new year. So as we're all going to be drinking together, but in smaller groups for another 9 to 12 months, we should talk about a couple of common misconceptions that are going to hopefully guide you in the right direction for 2021. We always do this again at this time of year, talking about the fact that a lot of people are at home. This is going to shock all of you. At home, looking at the internet in their little bubbles and learning various facts about wine, cheese, beer, everything else that actually probably have nothing to do with fact whatsoever. So let's just kind of talk about some of these, and let's talk about some of the newer ones that are still, I mean, they're age old, but this is one that we sort of touched on last week. There's a lot of basic education going on about what's going into our bodies, and that started probably about 20 years ago with the invention, or the rise of the food network and the farm-to-table movement. And certainly people are, and rightly so, concerned with what they're putting in their bodies. But their concern rises to a level of suspicion suspicion that almost harkens back, if anybody used to watch The Simpsons, right, back in, like, I think it was actually the first season, when Bart went over to France on a student, and he discovered that they were mixing in, I think it was antifreeze with the wine, and he became, like, this French national hero for discovering this. I think a lot of people kind of took things like that to heart. And, of course, there's, like, weird junk in the weird junk wines, just like there's pink slimy meat in, you know, places where you'd expect to find pink slimy meat burgers. But by and large, when you walk into a place like mine, I'll be honest, or like anybody's, you know, who really sort of cultivate their wine selection a little bit more, you're no longer dealing with anything really, to the best of our knowledge at least, but grapes and barrels, stainless steel tanks, cement tanks, glass tanks. There's never an intention of poisoning you. So I hope that people start to understand that in the new year as they're approaching this, because we're getting a lot of requests on natural wine. And when I ask people what they mean by that, it essentially means wine that isn't going to poison me. And my simple reply to that is none of these are going to poison you. And we can certainly talk about sulfates. That's a valid concern, but not for as many people as you'd think. We can certainly talk about where it's made, how it's made, if it is certified organic or things like that. But I've noticed an increase in people thinking that winemakers are trying to put one over on them, and I want to assure people that's just not the case. There are few people on earth who enjoy really good, of the earth, food, wine, companionship than winemakers. Winemakers are the bestest people. So, just things to bear in mind. Another one I want to hit, I would always, as part of, you know, again, I sort of copy and paste my notes from year to year. And so one of my notes for a long time has always been screw caps equal bad wine, right, is a common misconception here. And, of course, that's, I think, we've sort of started to prove that false. But the new addendum to this is bagged wine equals bad wine. My goodness, am I doing trade in quality bagged wine these days?
And I've enjoyed a number of those.
Yes. And again, a story I tell all the time. I was in Beaujolais. I saw these 5-liter bag-in-boxes that were produced by this particular Beaujolais producer that I've worked with. And I said, what are those? He said, well, you know, basically what you think. And I said, well, why don't we have those in America? He said, Americans don't want them. I said, yeah, we do. And that's absolutely the truth. So the VRAC, the V-R-A-C, VRAC wines that we have, which are brought in by my friend Chris Campbell, the Portuguese Pinot Noir Torrega Nacional blend that we have, the one we can get it back, the Campo Nuevo, we have and white and reds and rosés now. Malbec is the newest addition. We have a 1.5 liter Malbec from Argentina, which is a solid wine with tannin, with grip. It's a brave new world. So get over the bag thing, because it is fantastic to not have to drink all of a bottle, to save money, to not have a wine go bad. It's pretty great. So these are some new sort of misconceptions about wine that I wanted to get past. And I'm sure we're up against it. Maybe I have a minute or two.
About two.
Okay. So the other one that I getting back to that has been occurring a lot is that people are finally getting on board with not using those vacuvins, those little Swedish enlargers, as it were, to save their wine, because those things don't really work. getting back to science, which I hope we're doing on a global scale, if you're trying to save wine that you haven't finished and you're not buying these, bagged wines which sort of collapse in on themselves and don't let in other basically oxygen, buy cans of inert gas. And we sell them, other people sell them. You spray the inert gas into your wine, and that will save it from oxidization, which makes your wine taste, worse. So that is another thing that I'm noticing people are finally getting on board. I think perhaps this sort of forced confinement is really making people reconsider how we live and how we go about our daily lives. And, time spent in Europe has made me think about this, or wherever, people have sort of lived for millennia. They've sort of figured it out a little bit better than we have, and perhaps this is going to make us, push further along that path of kind of getting how to do it a little more in sync with nature, frugality, but still maintaining quality. So I hope that's our trend for 2021, honestly, is figuring it out. I do want to mention, of course, we are still open for in-store masked. Rich, I do thank you for throwing us a compliment earlier on doing it right. We are trying to do it right in-store. And if things get worse, perhaps we pull back to curbside. We still have, of course, our online store, and we're in the process of switching to a new point of sale, which is going to hopefully improve our online experience, because, frankly, we're all about making sure that we are progressing because of what we've been taught over the past 6 to 9 months. But again, thank you to all of our wonderful customers. You've been fantastic in terms of, as Rich and Carrie like to say, doing the right thing. That's what we all got to do.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Have a good week, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
That's the deal. Cheers.
Eric Mahan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle, every week here on Downtown.